Hello, this is Ryokyu Endos, Prime Dharma Talk for your fortune development. With wish for the people's a life will be fulfilled with the worthwhile and shines, I would like to broadcast this Dharma Talk. Well, there is a universal four vow, wish and vow for the Mahayana, all Mahayana Buddhists. All schools of the Mahayana Buddhism in Japan chant this poem, the four vow. Well, usually it's translated to just only as a vow, but originally it is wish and vow, which is really, really strong, because it's not just wish, it's just a strong, strong determination that I will achieve this no matter what. Even I die, even I repeatedly born million times, I'll achieve this. It's a strong desire of the Bodhisattva. I mean, as a Bodhisattva, in Mahayana Buddhism, in the beginning of the Mahayana Buddhism, all the practitioners were called Bodhisattva. It is to give up one's enlightenment and to send them all awaken, all other people be awakened to the enlightenment and to rebirth to the pure and Buddha world, the infinite joy. And this four vow, wish and vow, the Seigan in Japanese, the first one is that because all beings are infinite, I will rescue them all. I will bow to rescue them all. Why it's written that all beings are infinite? Look how many people you can help. And look how many people you can't, you aren't. You don't feel like it's infinite? These are including not the people who are living now, including the spirit who used to live on the planet before. And not only this planet, the universe is infinite. It is quite natural. If you have a strong, strong wish to let all beings, wish that all beings to be rescued, that's why the expression is because all the beings are infinite, I bow to rescue them all. Well, next is because the negative karma are infinite, I will cut them all. Deep inside of ourselves, which means that in subconsciousness, the deeper level of our subconsciousness, second and eighth conscious, which is called Araya conscious, all the karma are pulled there. This is called Araya conscious, and in this Araya conscious, there's also the deeper level of Araya conscious. And fortunately or unfortunately, all human beings are sharing the Araya conscious deep inside. As you more awaken to the light, which means as you more unified with the great spirit of the universe, you'll be also more awakened to the shadow of the karma as a forest in own subconscious, Araya conscious. It's because of this, the karma of the human being are shared. That's why the practice is infinitive. And the third one is because the Dharma gate is infinitive, I will study and practice them all. You might imagine that by hearing this, okay, I want to study all the dharmas, all the teachings, and I want to practice all the method, whatever. But you have to awaken, there is nothing practice for yourself. Remember the first vow. What was it? It was because all beings are infinitive. All the practice is for all beings, not for yourself. Because there is a principle of the universe. You don't gain anything if as long as you are doing for yourself. You really gain nothing. Even you, it seems like it on the surface level, but it's really, really nothing. But if you are doing for all others, devote the Dharma for all beings, you will get fruit from that action. Whatever the action is, if you do for all, devote the Dharma for all, the fruit, the rich fruit, is left for you. And this fruit can be spiritually, physically, whatever, but this fruit stays even after you die, you lose your body. This is a very clear principle of the universe. You can forget anything, you can miss anything, you can lose anything, but don't ever forget this principle. Because this is the most what the human being mistake. And the real practice is, the real life starts when you clear this principle, and you will find that the discover internally that there is a world of the infinite happiness increases every moment. The infinite joy increases every moment as an infinite development of the world, which is the pure and the Buddha world, the infinite joy, whatever it called the name is, or heaven, seventh heaven. And this is the fourth vow, which says that because enlightenment is the supreme, I will prove them with my spirit. Well, this is a direct translation from the Mujo Bodai Seigansho, but the real meaning is that I live with that infinite development. By the infinite Dharma practice for all beings, and all the time confronting and transforming the karma of the human beings to the light. I said in the beginning, this is a strong vow and wish that no matter what, desire to achieve this. And where this come from, this desire? Actually, this is the same heart of the what Jesus said on the top of the mountain. It's fortune that the poor-hearted person, the heaven is in their hand. The heaven belongs to them. The poor-hearted person. There is many interpretation for this word, but I would say this is the same as the Bodhisattva Desire, who has this phobia wish bar in the heart. I wish you'll have this heart. You'll start to grow that this heart in you, within you, because by having this heart and live, all the invisible sacred beings, the devas of the guardian devas and bodhisattvas and buddhas will support you, will encourage your life, will help your life, and you will be embraced by the great love, and your life will be, it's going to be worthwhile to live, and star shines. May you and people around you and people in the world live in this wish to let it grow the heart. Be close to this wish and desire as the poor-hearted person, and be supported by all the invisible guardian devas, bodhisattva, buddhas, and be embraced by the great love, and life shines.